Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
35 years ago, the world watched in horror as the disaster at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant played out in real time. But today, with major advances in nuclear safety and President Biden pledging to halve America's carbon emissions by 2030, could nuclear be part of the solution to climate change? Well, to discuss this, we're joined now by two people with different perspectives, Oisin Coughlan, Director of Friends of the Earth, and Chartered Engineer Dennis Duff, who's the spokesperson for BENE, which is the Better Environment with Nuclear Energy. And thank you both very much for joining us this evening. Dennis, I might start with yourself. And a lot of people, I think the minute they hear the word Chernobyl, or indeed the minute they hear the word nuclear, their response is no thank you. What do you say to those people?
Yeah, so first of all, I can sympathise with their view on Chernobyl. Chernobyl was a dreadful accident. It was a dreadful plant. It should never have been built. It should never have been operated that way. It was refused licensing in Britain in the 1950s, and it caused some dreadful accident in which many people died. It should never have happened. The reaction to it from the politics was wrong. But that's not to say that all nuclear is bad.
I think that line is after going out there with Dennis. I'll come to yourself, Oisin. We'll see if we can get Dennis back up on the line.
Sure.
And we can see where he's going with that, because as he just faded out there, he said not all nuclear is bad. Would you agree with that?
Well, I would agree that the safety record has improved since Chernobyl, thank God, although it's only about 10 years or so since the Fukushima accident. So we are still seeing big problems with nuclear waste, with nuclear waste. But for me, it's more about the more simple politics and logistics of this. It just takes too long. It's too expensive. And in Ireland, it would be all we'd talk about for the next 20 years. And if you think of how long it took us to join two Lewis lines, can anyone imagine, when it's currently illegal to build a nuclear plant, that in the 10 years or even the 20 years we need to get our electricity system to zero emissions, that we have the bandwidth in our society and our politics and the finances to put together a nuclear station, when the prices of renewables are plummeting? The price of solar electricity has plummeted 89% in the last decade. The price of the cost of offshore wind has plummeted by almost a third. Solar is now the cheapest electricity in history, according to the International Energy Agency. There's a new report out today that says renewables can replace all coal, gas, and
no one is saying that that shouldn't be done, that there shouldn't be investment in renewables. The question is, should there be investment in nuclear also? And even if that does take a long time, as you've pointed out, and no doubt there'll be an awful lot of debate about it, is there a reason, do you think, to maybe start that process now?
I don't think Ireland needs to start it. I mean, we keep hearing that there are these new, smaller, modulated nuclear reactors. If and when they're up and running somewhere else, and when we get to the point that we need to do that last mile, and if it's as easy as it's said, well, then fine. But we do not need to be early adopters of new nuclear when there's so much we can be doing ourselves. Like, we need to retrofit 1 million homes and like use less heat, electricity and energy to heat our homes. There's all the renewable revolution I mentioned. And then, of course, there's interconnection. We're interconnected to Britain, and we're now building an interconnector to France. And primarily, that will be to sell wind when we have too much wind in our system because of all the offshore. But there will be days when we buy electricity from France and from the rest of Europe. Most of that will be renewables, because we need to build a super grid across Europe to build renewables.
OK, I'm just going to interrupt you, Oisin, for a second, because I don't want to talk too much about renewables, because I want to talk more about nuclear and the opportunities, or indeed the dangers that it could pose for us. So I hear what you're saying. You're saying that's, in your view, it's into the future, and maybe let the others go at it first. And what do you make of that suggestion, Dennis? Because I think it's something that a lot of people would feel much more comfortable with, that if other people want to build nuclear plants in their countries, let them off.
Yes, well, what Oisin was saying there is right. The cost of renewables is coming down as well. There's no doubt about that. But it's quite clear that even if we put in the retrofitting of 1 million houses and put in 900,000 electric vehicles by 2030, we'll still only get halfway towards reducing our emissions. We need to do a lot more. And nuclear has changed a lot since Chernobyl. As I said before, it was cut off. They don't build plants by Chernobyl anymore. Nobody does. They never should have. And
what about
they operate
Fukushima?
Them a lot better now. Yes, in Fukushima, Fukushima was an accident. But when you look at it in the light of day, I think many people would think that hundreds of thousands, or maybe tens of thousands of people died from the Fukushima accident. In fact, nobody died, perhaps one person from the radiation. It was the political and the social reaction caused by people who would be spreading fear about that nuclear that caused a lot more people to
die. Oh, God,
to
Dennis, I don't know. We were covering Fukushima on the show just last week or the week before, and the waste that is still, the nuclear waste that is still coming from that plant, with plans to release millions of tons into the ocean by the Japanese government of nuclear waste water. You know, whatever about people dying, it is a huge environmental issue still 10 years later and will be into the future.
Well, look, I'm no apologist for Fukushima or for Chernobyl, but it's important to realise that the amount of radiation that's in, although it's contained in millions of litres of water, there's actually about 10 grams of tritium that's going to be diluted over 10 years into the Pacific Ocean. So it has been passed by radiological experts that they say it should cause no appreciable harm, no significant harm, and no detectable harm. So we must, and we're faced against a situation whereby climate change is on its way. It's meant to be catastrophic and it's an emergency. We need to have an emergency response. And I think it's wrong in the emergency response to just completely close your mind to the most successful clean energy source that we have, and that's nuclear
energy.
Okay,
I'll let Oisin back in on that.
Well, it's definitely, one thing we know for sure, it's not an emergency response, because for as long as I've been in this job, which is I think 15 years now, they've been talking about the two new plants in Finland, nuclear plants that are on the way. They're still not delivered. They're way over budget, and they're now talking that 2 years' time or one more year at least for the first one to come online. After like 20 years, it's been in planning. They're now beginning to build it, I think, or they're maybe building it now. So it's not an emergency response. It's far too expensive. It only ever operates with subsidies. I mean, the UK said they were going to have no subsidies. Now they're planning big subsidies for nuclear. So it's just not going to be, it's not competitive with solar and with offshore wind in particular.
And Oisin, what about Dennis's suggestion or claim that renewables is just not going to do it? I think, Dennis, you said we're only going to get 50% of the energy that we need renewables.
No, I mean, I think that's true for nuclear as well. It's you can't replace every energy overnight with electricity, although we will electrify more over time. But as I said, there's a report out today that says all fossil fuels can be gone off the electricity grid and replaced by renewables by 2035. And there is also, he mentioned the kind of the waste water from Fukushima, but there is the high-level reactive waste that all nuclear facilities produce that has to be kept safe for about 200,000 years, and there still is not one single operating long-term facility in the world to house that waste for that period of time. So we haven't solved that problem, that end-of-pipe solution, and there's no solution in sight.
Mm. And on that, Oisin, that really is where a lot of people's objections will come from, I think. Whatever about what Oisin is talking about there in terms of the time and energy, if you forgive the pun, it takes to get one of these things up and running. It's the environmental and potentially fatal impacts that it can have if it goes wrong. Why would we, any of us, believe that it wouldn't go wrong this time when it's gone wrong before?
Well, because, sir, it's very similar to the way that renewables have made huge improvements in the last 20 years. So has nuclear. The nuclear designs haven't sat on their backsides. They've actually been up and have made real improvements to the design. They now have reactors that are on the table that can be built within 3 years. The new radioactive waste that a lot of people are very afraid of are manageable proportions. We're talking about, in Ireland, maybe 15 cubic metres, 20 tonnes of nuclear waste per year. 20 tonnes versus the millions of tonnes of carbon dioxide that we emit into the atmosphere. The problem is, it's an engineering problem that has been solved.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a debate that no doubt it's a debate that has not been solved. But thank you both very much for joining us to discuss it. And no doubt it's a topic we'll be coming back to. For now, Dennis Duff, spokesperson for Better Environment with Nuclear Energy, and Oisin Coughlan, director of Friends of the Earth. Thank you both very much for joining us.